It's a gorgeous morning. It's even better because we get to talk with you about some steps that are getting us through this. And I'm telling you, Pastor Michael, I'm following the steps that you and Cornerstone Church have been getting us through this week. And it's working and it's helping. And so let's keep going.
Congratulations. Man, I am so proud of you. God has made us this grand promise that He's going to give us a peace, even in times of chaos and crisis, that goes beyond understanding, like beyond the questions being answered. He's going to guard our hearts and He's going to guard our minds in Christ Jesus, but it doesn't just happen. So step one, we talked about pray. Step two, we talked about focus. Never before has it been so important to think about the things you're allowing into your mind, which takes us to step three, which is act. Do. Here's why. Philippians 4:10 says, "What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." Here's what God's word says. Do what you know to do. During crisis, during times of anxiety, preparation pays off. Maybe like never before, the preparation you made, the time you spent reading the Bible, the time you spent with a godly mentor, it's going to pay off really big now. Because here's the deal, you and I don't know how it's going to turn out, and that's okay. You and I don't know how this, what we're going to do if it comes to the place where you lose a job or can't pay a bill, or if you get sick or a loved one gets sick. And it's okay to not know what you're going to do then. Do what you know to do today. Or that epic line from Frozen 2, do the next right thing.
And it's such great advice. And I see so many people doing so many wonderful things right here. We're very blessed in Southern Illinois. I tell you what, there are some great people here. And you really start to see it when you can get that shift and these steps. I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling how when you just take the time to follow through and do these steps, how it can totally affect your mind and how you're dealing with a crisis.
Yes, well said, well said. We can get paralyzed in that anxiety, but when we take those steps of pray and then focus and do, God gives us that peace that He has promised us, and we experience it.
Pastor Michael from Cornerstone Church, that's who we're talking to, and I want to ask real quickly because some resources for people, even at home, you guys are doing daily videos and live services. Tell me a little more.
Yes, you can go to our church Facebook page or my personal Facebook page and see those videos that we're posting every day, an encouraging word as you get started each day. And then you can go to our website and actually sign up for them to receive them in your inbox, to get them via email. So want to be on the journey with you as we're all pulling together. We're going to be okay as we get to trust God and we get to do this together. And then our weekend services will be online, just like everybody's trying to figure out. And they'll be on Friday and Sunday. And you can go to our website as well. You can Google Cornerstone Church and find us. We would be honored to take this journey with you during this tumultuous but epic season that we're living through. And God's showing up in some really special ways and in some really special people, as you said.
Pastor Michael, thank you and Cornerstone Church for coming on the show and helping us with a good word and giving us these steps to go through. We appreciate you, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
My pleasure. Thanks, April.